This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. New Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga and Chinese President Xi Jinping have talked by phone. Afterwards, Suga said the stability of Japan-China relations is crucial, not only for the two countries, but also for the region and the world. There was an air tragedy overnight in Ukraine. A military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets crashed and burst into flames near a highway in the eastern part of the country. Reports indicate at least 22 people on board were killed. Two others are said to be critically injured. The Russian-made, accident-prone Antonov aircraft went down as the pilot tried to land during a training exercise. Ukraine's Deputy Interior Minister Anton Gerashenko called the incident a shock. An investigation is underway to find the cause of the tragedy. In the run-up to the first televised presidential debate, U.S. President Donald Trump plans to announce his choice for the Supreme Court today at the White House. It is widely believed in the media and elsewhere that Mr. Trump will nominate conservative federal appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett. The move would shift the nation's highest court further to the right and set up a spirited Senate confirmation fight with Democrats. This less than 6 weeks before the American presidential election. Barrett would replace liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died at the age of 87 last weekend after 27 years on the Supreme Court bench. If, as expected, Barrett is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate, she would expand the court's conservative majority to an imposing 6-3 margin. All of this, President Trump clearly believes, will galvanize his important support from religious conservatives as he campaigns for a second term. Among the worries for Democrats is that the 48-year-old Barrett could help overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. She could also help steer the court toward abolishing Obamacare in a case that is set for argument shortly after the November election. Amy Coney Barrett would become only the fifth woman ever to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. It appears there is little Democrats